You learn that in order to make the boat move forward, you have to move as one. You move with the person in front of you, you lean when they lean, you stroke when they stroke. So you become a single unit.
That unit is Recovery on Water, or better known as ROW. The team is made up of 65 breast cancer survivors who stay active after treatment by rowing on the Chicago River. Jen Gibbons started the program in 2008.
Hey, Monica, there's a big barge coming up here. Big barge coming up. I want you to hang out until they get through.
How did you get the idea to start Recovery on Water?
So I used to volunteer with survivors when I was rowing at Michigan State, and I learned that exercise could reduce cancer recurrence by 50%. So I learned that it was a really powerful tool for them, and most of the studies show that if you can reduce the amount of estrogen in your body, and by having a healthy body weight, you can kind of keep your estrogen levels at a good place. Estrogen is kind of like food for cancer in some ways, and particularly breast cancer. So we work to make sure that the ladies are active in their recovery, that they find a great way to exercise with women who've been through the same thing.
You don't realize that you're getting a full body workout. You know, you get on the boat and you're rowing, and now you realize that once you get home and you can barely move.
Lifelong Bears fan and Chicago native Donnie Edwards found her place at ROW earlier this year.
I had seen a story on ROW before I became a breast cancer survivor, and I wanted to join, but at the time I wasn't able to because I wasn't a survivor. Well, 3 years later I was diagnosed, and I go, oh, wow, now I can join ROW.
That moment you were diagnosed with breast cancer, what went through your head?
Everything and nothing at the same time. It's like you hear the word cancer, and you know how the teacher on Charlie Brown speaks wah, 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 wah. Everything after that word becomes null and void.
Donnie began chemotherapy shortly after her diagnosis.
My cancer was moving so abruptly that I really had no choice. You know, for my children and my grandchildren, as well as my husband, I had to stay around so I could get on his nerve a little while longer.
Stay alert, stay alive.
Being able to come out here with this group, how has this helped you both physically and mentally?
Chemotherapy has a tendency to drain the life out of you, literally. But when you're with a group like this, the mental and emotional support that you get from your teammates and your coaches has a tendency to make you just, I've got to go to ROW.
Donnie continues to row with the help of the Bears Care Scholarship. This is the second year Bears Care has supported row through the Real Bears Fans Wear Pink program.
This is a very expensive sport, and if it were not for organizations like the Bears Cares, I myself know I would not be able to participate in the sport.
To have those friends from Bears Care is just, it changes everything for our team.
Next pause is going to be a half slide, and then you're going to take a stroke.
Jen has individually gone great lengths and even great lakes to keep row in existence.
In 2012, I rowed a boat around Lake Michigan and raised about $150,000. So that was all to row, and that allowed us to get some boats that we have now to really get the program kind of up and running. That was a crazy idea.
Jen encountered downpours and 6-foot swells on her journey. But the weather wasn't the worst storm she had to overcome. Jen was sexually assaulted one night when her boat was docked near a lighthouse in the Upper Peninsula. She had been stalked by a stranger who was following her journey on social media.
I remember, like, being in a place of, like, okay, do I keep going? Like, why am I doing this? Like, I really had to dig deep down and figure out, like, how I was going to finish it and what it was going to look like and how I was going to be able to come back to the team. And I'll never forget coming back to Chicago and seeing the women on the dock and, like, just being embraced by them. Some of my favorite memories.
Jen would not allow herself to be defined as a victim, just like the women in ROW refused to be a victim of cancer.
To see them be able to go from being a victim to someone who's powerful, to someone who's empowered by this sport. It's a non-traditional, challenging sport. So you're really thrown in out of your comfort zone. And these women just go for it. They're totally fearless.
The Fearless Group supports one another through their health struggles off the water and their recovery on it.
It's like, I just can't get this stroke down. Your teammates will go, come on, Donnie, you're doing it. You can do it. The coaches push you. And then once the coaches find out you're capable of doing something, they hold you to it. You know, they don't let you doubt yourself.